Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Tom Dunn is here with the Professional Firefighters of Nevada. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Sean McGinnis, Elisa Cafferata, and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're in the state capitol in the old Supreme Court, and we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Tom Dunn. He is the Northern District Vice President of the Professional Firefighters of Nevada. And I just want to share with you that over the last few months, I've had a couple of incidences, unfortunately, where I had to be helped out by the fire department, get into the hospital, and you guys do a wonderful job on the ENT side and putting out fires, and everybody appreciates that.
Well, thanks for having me today, Sam.
Tell me the issues that you are dealing with at this session of the legislature.
This session, we've got two bills that we're bringing forward. One is AB 492 that increases the benefit for post-traumatic stress disorder for all of our first responders, not only firefighters, but also police officers, dispatchers. And one of the things that we've seen since the 1 October shooting is PTSD has also affected the crime scene investigators, forensic investigators, as well as the coroner's office down in Clark County specifically. And we wanted to ensure that all the folks that work within the public safety field are addressed and covered by this bill.
Okay, now that would surprise me that that isn't something that would already be covered, because it almost seems like part of the job description, certainly for firefighters and police, that you're dealing with the most awful situations all the time, as bad as wartime, you know, plane crashes, whatever it might be. How come that wasn't covered previously?
Well, under the existing statute, it has to be PTSD has to be tied to a single incident. And with the existing workers' compensation statutes for the state of Nevada, it's very restrictive that a claim has to be accepted or denied within 30 days. What we're seeing and the clinical professionals that we're dealing with says that it takes at least a minimum of 30 days to even be diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And that's because of the emotions and your mental and your physical challenges of your body trying to deal with these incidents that we're seeing on a daily basis and more frequently. And so specific to like the 1 October shooting and some of the other incidents we've had in Northern Nevada, when you have these large incidents that go over a multitude of days, there is a continuous buildup of stress. and at the end of the incident, that stress does not go away. And it starts to, it plateaus for a while, and then after a long period of time, then you start to see the decreasing of the stress level. So once you've reached that plateau, there could be any number of things, either another traumatic incident or event that you're involved with that peaks it. It could be the issues with dreaming or the constant thinking about it that increases that stress as well.
And what do you want to accomplish through this legislation?
What we're trying to accomplish through this legislation is ensure, number one, that to recognize that post-traumatic stress is not just a singular event. It can be either a single event or it can be cumulative in nature. And that's what we're finding in our profession with specific to firefighters, is it's that cumulative nature that's really having the negative impact. And what we're seeing with the existing statute right now is for the organization that I work with, over 95% of the claims that we have identified that have been filed have been denied by either the employer or the workers' comp administrator. And so what we're finding is our folks are not getting timely diagnosis, they're not getting timely care, and what ends up happening after that is there's a trickle-down effect through other parts of their lives, whether it be job-related, home life, work-life balance gets impacted as well. And we want to ensure that all of our public safety professionals in the state of Nevada have timely diagnosis, timely treatment, and then they can ultimately go back to living a full and productive work.
Do we have any idea of what the fiscal cost of this is going to be?
Well, based on the initial draft of the bill, there was a large fiscal note put on it by one local government, and this bill sponsors, both Assemblywoman Benitez Thompson and Assemblyman Roberts, have been working with that local government employer to ensure that the actual cost is much more realistic. I can give you an example of what happened in Washington State. Just last year, they had PTSD applied to their state, and the fiscal note that was attached to it that they had was $800,000, and they have not reached that amount yet as far as the total cost for the state. And that in the state of Washington has a large number above and beyond what police officers and firefighters, the total number in the state of Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll look at your other bill after we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tom Dunn. He is the Northern District Vice President of the Professional Firefighters of Nevada. Cancer is another issue that you're trying to deal with through this bill, correct?
That's correct. SB 215 is the second bill that we have this session. And what it is it increases the number of occupational cancers for firefighters and also adds another classification for police officers that have a direct exposure to certain events. Like, for example, here in Northern Nevada, we've had a number of events where law enforcement officers have been involved in evacuation operations or doing roadblocks. They are exposed to the products of byproducts of combustion and the carcinogens that are in the smoke, and we want to ensure that those law enforcement officers are covered as well.
Okay, so what's the current situation? And again, I go back to the same thing I asked you before, which is these are not new things. This is something that you know, firefighters, police officers have been involved in. They're going to be out in traffic. They're going to be in all kinds of situations. Were these bases not covered before?
That's correct. It was specific to firefighters only in the state. And as we've seen these large events, whether it be the Washoe Drive fire down here in southern Washoe County or the Collin fire, the law enforcement officers are taking some pretty drastic hits with the smoke exposure while they're performing their duties. Another issue that involves the law enforcement officers is when they've been involved in the drug investigations, for the clandestine labs, things like that. There are multitude of chemicals that they've been exposed to that nationally there is an increased cancer rate amongst those professionals, and we want to ensure that that was included in the bill as well.
Okay, and obviously you have two top legislators who are helping to promote this. What's the feeling amongst the other legislatures?
We've been looking for bipartisan support of this bill, so we've been talking to members of both sides of the aisle, even during this legislative session and prior to, and just recognizing that, like we like to say, the leopard hasn't changed its spots, but the jungle has changed. We need to identify in statute that the working conditions that we're working under for all public safety employees has changed, and we need to ensure that the workers' compensation statutes also change with the times.
Okay, so obviously the rates for the cities, the counties, et cetera, would go up. And what is the response from them in terms of support or opposition to what you're trying to accomplish here?
There is, I believe, a recognition that we do have the exposures and stuff, and obviously the big concern is what the financial impact is going to be. But I'd like to argue on the other side, what's the financial impact to the individual member whose cancer claim is denied? What's the financial impact to the family who's dealing with trying to make co-pays and put their kids through college, things like that? And so we think that there is going to be a financial impact, but at the end of the day, if the claims are properly accepted and the individual gets proper treatment, they're going to come back to work and live a productive lifestyle.
I want to ask you on a different topic. We've had an incredibly wet winter in northern Nevada. This is the third year in a row that we've seen that, which is great news for the water supply. But as every firefighter will tell you, if it's a dry winter or a wet winter, it's going to be the worst fire season ever. What are your fears?
One of the biggest fears that we have is, you know, the fires that we're having are getting larger in nature. You know, when I first started in the fire service back in 1999, we were able to keep a lot of the fires smaller just because of the number of resources we could put on them. But also the natural state of the fuels. You know, they were much less receptive to fire because of the fuel moisture and stuff. But what we're seeing over the years and stuff is our fires are getting larger. The fuels are much hotter, much drier, and so we're seeing a lot of large fire growth. And the other issue that we've had in the last 20 years all over the country is also the encroachment into the wildland urban interface, where we've got a lot more homes that were traditionally in border areas, whether they be, you know, like here on the east side of the Sierras. You're seeing a lot more homes in the timber and stuff like that. So anytime we have those homes up in that area, they're much more receptive to fire as well, like we saw in the Little Valley fire.
And that's where you got to leave it. Thank you for being on the program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We have a great PowerPundit panel. Alisa Cafferata is here, principal with Cafferata & Company. Sean McGinnis is a partner with Butler Snow. And Mary Lau is president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Right. So let's start out with the conversation that's been in the press over the last few days, which is, are the Democrats going far enough to the left, or are they staying too far in the middle? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's certainly been a lot of conversation among the progressive groups that I work with, that, you know, we worked hard to elect progressive folks, and are they doing enough? Because we have the earned paid sick days, we have the minimum wage bill, but those aren't sort of in the ideal form that the progressive groups had identified. And I think what the Democratic leadership needs to do is say, here's the whole package of what we're doing for Nevada's working families. So collective bargaining for state workers, pay raises for teachers, paid leave, sick time. They're doing a lot, but you have to look at the whole package. You can't just focus on, did I get everything I wanted in this one bill?
Sean, when you look at this, you know, there's always a danger, and we've seen this on the national side over the last couple of years, of when power changes, that the pendulum swings so far to the other direction that it makes people nervous about the next election. Do you think that there was just a motivation from both the governor and the leadership in both houses here to not go too far to the left?
Well, I think that is what you're seeing. I think Governor Sisolak, you know, is taking seriously his pledge. You know, hey, I'm the governor for everybody, not just the people that voted for me. The people that didn't vote for him, he's going to serve them as well. And you have to make sure that the state works. You have to have some predictability in gaming and mining and with other and just with the tourist natures of the state. You have to have that. And I think Governor Sisolak and the Democrats have seen it. And that they are aware of that. And I agree with Elise that I think you have to look at the overall whole package as to what they're doing. And hearing like some progressives complaining about not getting everything they want, it kind of reminds me a little bit like when George W. Bush was president and a lot of the people on the religious right were complaining that they weren't getting everything they wanted either. But again, if you looked at the overall aspect about what he was doing in his presidency, they were getting some things, and it's just more of a talking point.
Mary, as you look at this from the business side, how do you feel about this? I mean, do you feel that there's a level of moderation coming from the Democrats, or are you concerned on the business side?
Should I just sing a chorus of England swings like the pendulum do? Of course it is. It has to be more moderate and stuff. People can have their wish list, everybody can. But it isn't just a bill that makes a difference. And like Lee said, it's the whole package. But I mean, if you're talking minimum wage increases, you're actually talking tax increases because we have a tax, a modified business tax, that's tied to wages. So there's other things that go into that. The sick leave bill and everything was combined with a whole bunch of stuff and became a personal time off, which is actually nationwide how industry's going. If you need to take care of your mother, your dog, or whatever, that's fine. Don't have to come up with an excuse. Don't call up going, I can't make it today. Just, you know, I'm taking a personal day off and things. So I think leadership has done an excellent job of meeting with all groups and stuff and bringing it into balance. Because be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. Sometimes the hard work of bringing in somebody too moderate or too progressive is actually a problem. And instead, they still have to learn the process, they still have to learn reality, and they have to learn how everything impacts everything else. Because you get too far to the left, we're not going to fund GOED taxes now. You know, a GOED cannot make the decision to abate taxes, which, you know, I think we need time to catch up from all the taxes we've given away, but you're affecting so many other things if you turn around and make the state unattractive, then we're just more of the same.
Sean, and that's already written into state law, so you would have to literally change the law from where it sits now to not fund these companies that are coming in and expecting, if you invest $1 billion, to get the kind of tax breaks that we've seen.
Right. Well, I think the state has to live with the obligations it's made. You know, and I think you also have to look back at, I know we're talking about right now with Governor Sisolak, but even when Sandoval was governor, I mean, there were a lot of things that he did that didn't necessarily please part of the more extreme levels of his base. And so I think, you know, it is a difficult thing to do, especially during a legislative year as a governor. You know, and now he has, and even Sandoval had, you know, for a while a lot of, you know, control of the legislature, but just sort of trying to make sure you do the right thing for everybody. And I do think that Governor Sisolak is sort of doing the same thing that I think Governor Sandoval did, which was trying to be measured and balanced and not being extremist.
And he did say at the beginning of his term that he was, you know, thinking in terms of the third term of the Sandoval administration, right. Which I thought was an interesting thing for him to say. Are you satisfied with a $12 minimum wage when the rest of the country is asking for a $15 minimum wage?
I think that is, again, a piece of the larger agenda for addressing the needs of Nevada's working families. I think that a lot of the progressive folks were hoping to get to 15. That was the goal. And so, and part of it just is, how many years does it take you to get there? I think the challenge in Nevada is it's so expensive to live here that 15 would be much more realistically a living wage. And so we're going to have to look at all the bills that they're putting in to address the cost of housing and transportation, transit in Las Vegas, for example, to see if we're really making enough of a difference so it's affordable to live here.
And that's really one of the big issues, because realistically, as I know your members are telling you, that $12 an hour would be a wonderful rate to pay, because they're paying way more than that right now, because minimum wage is probably 15, 16 bucks already. Companies are offering $2,000 bonuses, signing bonuses, and free transportation.
It's a complicated measure, because we have a constitutional set of rules that we have to live by for minimum wage. And then you know, there's an LCB ruling that says, okay, that's the base, you can go higher. And there's talk of lawsuits and stuff, but there always are. We rattle chains and dig up skeletons at the end of every session. But the problem is that, yes, most people make more than minimum wage. Minimum wage will drive up the mid-level wages and stuff like that too. But the thing that's good about this is it's accumulative, because it's in your corporation. So some of the concerns have been fast food areas and stuff like that. So that threshold to drive up some of the wages and some of the benefits and things like that, it does come together. And again, the whole package. You know, so some progressives are concerned about the 50 employee threshold, but actually it's accumulative. If I have 10 fast food restaurants, I have 50 employees, that kind of stuff.
Sean, how does gaming feel about the minimum wage?
Well, I mean, I think to a certain extent that they realize that it is what it is, and they're starting to see, you know, in other states that do have, you know, the higher proposals, that they can figure out a way to make it work. And I think the bottom line is the gaming industry is going to figure out how they're going to adjust to it. If this comes to pass and they start looking at it, they're still going to go do the math. You already see a lot of, we talked about this on another show, you see a lot of the places now doing self-check-ins at the hotel. So you're already starting to see some adjustment just for the cost standpoint, because you know their financiers on Wall Street want to see certain rates of return. So I think the companies are getting creative to still meet that requirement, but also meet the legislative requirements in the states that they do business.
And well, I'm sorry, but that's some of the problem I was alluding to with the Constitution is most other states that have the higher wage have the flexibility to either include the tip as part of the bill, which happened in Seattle. So all of a sudden tipped earners, it changed the way that they receive their benefits and stuff. But we can't get to how to make a scale for tipped wages. We can't get to a wage for teenagers that lasts a certain time, a training wage and stuff like this, to sort of push the jobs in the direction of where you need to go. So you put people out of a job by arbitrarily just increasing this instead of being able to consider how to do it. And gaming has to wrestle with that tip credit stuff.
Alisa, I'll give you the last word on this.
I think it's, you know, in the conversations we've had with the business community, they're so now in need of workers that the issue of the minimum wage is sort of less pressing concern because mm-hmm. they're all starting to offer more money, which is, it's great to finally see real wage growth happening in the state and the country. So I don't think it's as much of a crisis as it had been, say, during the recession.
And I guess I'll take the last word, which is, this is all fine and good in a booming economy, but what happens in a recession, and business always goes through cycles. That's where we gotta leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
In addition to NevadaNewsmakers.com, you can also watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.